Blog Talk.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Paul with the New Shadow. And our theme is March to the Scaffold, which by Hector Berlioz. Excuse me. And, of course, there are a lot of people, in our opinion, who have come to this country who should end up on the scaffold. In the last week, among the highlights have been Art Burnclaw, a veterans advocate. He served in the U.S. Army in Korea and Vietnam, also played baseball with the Red Sox with Ted Williams, and he's been advocating, trying to help veterans get the rights that they have earned, protect the rights that they have, and inform veterans about the rights that they may not be informed about or ignorant about. It's been exposing corruption among these bureaucrats who have been ripping off our military veterans and these phony organizations that pretend to help, these bogus nonprofits that pretend to help veterans. And it's not only in the field of veterans advocacy, but in affordable housing, AIDS, education, and we'll get into that another date. Among the highlights, excuse me, I'm still getting over this cold, it's not the swine flu. Among the highlights that we've had in the past shows, and we keep them up in the archives so that you can listen to them for information, for entertainment, as well as your enjoyment, have been the last British commander of the Bengal Lancers. The Bengal Lancers were the Duke of Connaught's own, one of the Royal House of Britain, the Windsors or the Battenbergs, as they were actually German. A lot of people don't know that the Royal House in Britain, the Windsors, actually changed their name from Battenberg to Windsor because of all the anti-German hysteria and antipathy in World War I. But anyway, the Duke of Connaught had this division, the cavalry division, and they served in the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, and on the Afghan border. And Brigadier Francis Ingle, who went to Sandhurst, and his classmate was famous actor David Niven, who also served in World War II, and also was in the famous movie The Charge of the Light Brigade with Errol Flynn, which there's a segment in there which we're going to capture and put it up, which it's very accurate. And usually it's history according to Hollywood. But they talk about the Russian influence and meddling on the northwest frontier, which would be what is today Pakistan and Afghanistan and parts of India. So people understand it, because Americans and a lot of people are just ignorant of history. But Brigadier Francis Ingle, his interview is up. It will stay up. And he was he spent nearly 30 years out there and was the guy that started the Pakistan Military Academy, in which we have people like Musharraf, I forgot, General Zia, and other people who have gone there, and also his relationship with the founder of Pakistan. I forgot his name. Good heavens, I'm getting old. But anyway, fascinating history, and Britain does not have anybody living today who's serving in their armed services who has the experience, who has had the experience that Francis Ingle had. And he had some practical advice which our people should be listening to. Personally, from my 40-year experience with the history of that country, the subcontinent, the best thing to do is to contain those people. It's not Islamophobia. It's territorial and anti-Christian attitudes of these people. We have to go back in history to the Turks and how they took Constantinople and how they almost conquered Austria. They were stopped at the Battle of Vienna by a Polish general named Jan Sobieski back in the 15th century. And for 300 years, the Moors, which are Islamic types, came up from North Africa into southern Spain. And, of course, they contributed to architecture, astronomy, a lot of things, but they were also warriors. And finally, Ferdinand and Isabella, with El Cid, kicked their butts back across the straits there to North Africa. And so Islam is not a peaceful religion. It's very militant. It always has been. and what we're seeing in Iran and Iraq and Syria and those parts of the world today, it's just a continuation of a long march of history involving that particular religion. Anyway, another interesting aspect, of course, Major Hassan, who was born in the United States, which is a surprise, but his loyalties obviously were elsewhere. We have a growing problem with people. We have a problem with illegal aliens. They're not immigrants who come to this country. They're people coming here looking for work or running away from something down in the countries from where they came from. However, we have an increasing number of people who've come here illegally or even legally who are aliens, and they don't come here to contribute to the country and contribute to the culture like the immigrants of 100 and 200 years ago who came here to escape religious persecution, who came here looking for a new life, who came here to help build this country. These people come here, and they come here to tell us how we're going to change our system of government, our lifestyle, our attitudes, and if they don't like that, they defy our existing laws. Specifically, we have a guy here in San Francisco named David Campos. He was an illegal alien from Guatemala, came to this country when he was 14. We don't even know if he's a U.S. citizen. This is interesting. A lot of people do not know that to go to law school and to pass the state bar in California and to get a license for the bar, we need to change that, of course, and Milton Friedman discussed that in his book, The Famous Economist. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen to practice to be a lawyer in California. I don't know about some of the other states, but this is interesting. In other countries of the world, you have to be a citizen. However, they have a thing called pro hace visa, where an American can go to an English-speaking country and act as a barrister in one trial. They get special permission, and it's usually granted. And it does happen, and it has happened. But in the United States, at least here in California, which is one of the most corrupt states in the country, especially in the San Francisco area, the joke is, if you want to be a corrupt politician or a corrupt judge or run a bogus nonprofit, come to Northern California, come to San Francisco, where even the police chief and former mayor, Frank Jordan, said, echoing Cole Porter's famous song, "Anything Goes," San Francisco is a place where anything goes and has. And will continue unless people stop and say, no, we've had enough. We're not going to finance these lifestyles, this arrogance, this defiance of black letter federal law and abuse of children, the pornography, the prostitution, the public sex, the attacks on military servicemen like the Steve Neri case. And I would recommend that you go to our multimedia site, YouTube, Amicus Veritas, and see our latest videos. And we cover several areas. Not only our military law and military history and history, but politics, environmental issues such as our no turn on red lights after hours, after 6 o'clock in the evening. Do these prohibitions contribute to the pollution of the air, expenditure money, wasting money on gasoline, and wasting people's time when there's no traffic? But you get a ticket if you get caught by a cop and you're going against a no-turn-on-red light, especially in areas where there's no traffic, and that's up there. We have humor from great lawyers like Mel Belli, who I interviewed a couple times on animal rights, and I'll bring up the case where KAL, not the Dutch airline, but the Korean airline, 007, which was flying, it overshot the Sakhalin Islands, which the Japanese claim is their own, but the Russians have occupied it. And we don't know the whole story, but Larry McDonald, the congressman, was on that plane. Anyway, it was shot down, and there were people killed. And Mel Belli got the lawsuit from some of the relatives of the people who were killed or disappeared. I understand, according to some people, that these people survived and they were taken to gulags. And this is well in line with what the Russians have done in the past with people they say died, like the Swedish diplomat who saved a lot of Jews in Hungary. He was taken by the Russians, taken to Moscow, and reportedly died several years ago. We don't. He's probably dead, or may as well have been dead, the way they treated people. But anyway, Mel Belli managed to sue the Russians and told them, made a demand, a monetary demand on them. And it's very interesting how he got them to pay up. So I'll get into that legal anecdote. The other things will be since this month, November 18th, is the history. That moment in history where in the First World War, Brigadier, well, he was a captain at the time, Trevor Hodges, who later became a U.S. citizen and a colonel in the U.S. Army in World War II. He was up here in Northern California. He served, he survived Gallipoli. He was on the sister ship of the Titanic, the Britannic, that which was either torpedoed or struck a mine, survived that. And he survived the Battle of the Somme, which was the bloodiest battle for the British in World War I. And there's an interesting anecdote about the slaughter of horses. We'll have his interview working on that. Also, the Irish who served in World War II in the British Army, served in the British Army in World War II. And those of you who have seen the film A Bridge Too Far, they have the Irish Brigade there, and that's one historical reference, which is accurate. When they went to try to capture the bridges over the Arnhem and shorten World War II, it almost worked, but typical British, they screw up on essential things, and that's what causes these defeats. But theoretically, it was a brilliant plan by General Field Marshal Montgomery. Anyway, we have that, and we have a survivor, I don't know if he's still living, the Special Operations Executive, which was a counterintelligence division in the British Army, which they operated in Greece to prevent Greece from becoming taken over by the communists after World War II. Fascinating anecdote on that. So I have to translate these tapes. And also, when I was a correspondent in Australia and New Zealand, one of my best and favorite interviews was with the media veterinarian of Australia, Dr. Robbie Reed, bless her heart. Great interview, great voice, kind of a Barbara Woodhouse plus character. Big woman, she was about six something, and great lady. And so we're editing that down, and a lot of other stuff that I did for Western Public Radio and KLWFM here in San Francisco, and I did one for Cairo Radio in Seattle. Interview. Excuse me. So this is what's coming up, and we'll continue our military history, the unusual incidents that happen, and historical chapters and things that happen. Coming up with something special for December 7th. There's some unusual things that were that have a San Francisco connection. But getting back to Art Burnclaw, he's done a lot of good work. I would recommend that you go to his website, Veterans for Constitutional Law, and support his organization. Also, Drew Raines, a U.S. Marine, served 10 years also as a embassy guard, which is a privileged position, prize position. And his great uncle, General Smedley Butler, saved the presidency from a fascist takeover during the FDR's administration. So he's on Blog Talk Radio, and I would recommend that you follow his daily shows, or you can tune in when you want. And we will keep up our stuff on the archives and add more, and it's going to be a variety of things. As I said, we don't only stick to military law and history, but breaking news and updated stuff and stuff that can help you survive. I did a guide for the Haight-Ashbury switchboard many years ago, how to live like a tycoon on the resources of a pauper. So we'll bring up some of those tips, how you can survive this economic recession, which is turning into a depression for some people, and it's already a depression for some people. So I want to thank you for listening, and you can archive this. This will be up on the archives. You can listen at your leisure and for information, enjoyment, and education. And you can go to our website. Again, you go to amicusveritas.org, amicusveritas.org, or go to our video website, YouTube, Amicus Veritas, amicusveritas, and we'll be updating the videos up there with new things and a variety of videos that are informative. And we'll have something for you sushi lovers, something you need to check out. Thanks for listening.